This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a group called the Institute for Supply Management, which is all about supply and managing it. Everything supply, really. Inventories, logistics, purchasing, just everything. And it's not just focused on goods either, the ISM isn't. They keep an eye on the services economy as well, which I mentioned because the ISM told us this morning that the services sector in this economy grew last month for the 9th month in a row, but it grew more slowly than it had been growing. Accommodation and food services contributed to that slowdown. That category actually fell in September. So we asked Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall to check in with people who are trying to run restaurants in this economy.
The post-pandemic heyday is over for Sean Huggard, who owns two oyster bars in Denver. Last year, he saw demand for luxury seafood spike. But this year?
We finished the month of September 10% down.
He's seeing more traffic through the door, but people are spending less.
It might be I traded down from a $50 piece of Chilean sea bass to a $27 fish and chips.
That trade down is also happening at lower price points, says Stephanie Schimp, who runs a chain of diners in the Twin Cities for the Blue Plate Restaurant Company.
Less steaks and fresh fish center of the plate type items, more sandwiches, more handheld, more I'll get the burger instead of the steak.
In Austin, Texas, sales dipped in September at Kirby Lane Cafe's 10 locations. Mason Ayer is CEO.
Top line numbers are not running as strong as they were through June, July, and August.
He's expecting a stronger fall, in part thanks to an upcoming music festival. But he doesn't think sales volumes will ever return to pre-pandemic numbers.
We don't operate 24 hours a day any longer because there's simply not demand past about 10 o'clock at night.
Restaurants have cut whole days of operation in Wisconsin. Susan Quam is VP of the state's Restaurant Association.
A lot of operators that were, you know, open 7 days a week, you know, in 2019 are now probably closed 2 days a week.
She says the reduced hours have helped stabilize staffing issues. Many employees are sticking around because they actually get 2 days off. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.